Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. As we welcome Terrell on here, you know, I'm telling you, when I see Marcus Freeman now, I think that he could be related to Terrell.
Uh-oh.
It's the best compliment he's got, but
yeah.
I ain't say he looks just like him. They look like they're kind of from the same family. Then that's not that bad.
No.
Marcus Freeman, listen, congrats to him and what they've done, but I can't help it. Just think of you. Anyway, I want to bring you on. Hey, I give you a compliment right off the rip because I still feel bad and horrible about not being able to connect over the holidays with you and Sayla and Mello. And he sends a picture of Mello and his team and all that out to us. So, Terrell, good morning and thank you as always, buddy.
Morning, man.
Oh, man, don't worry about that. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Yep.
So what you think about this West Coast trip with this Hawks team, man, and what you saw beforehand and what we're watching right now?
You know, it's been really interesting as the Hawks are, you know, have been on this trip recently. And so far on this six-game road trip, they're now 1-3 after beating the Raptors, then losing to the Nuggets, the Lakers, and the Clippers. And it's kind of been, you know, hard to judge from a standpoint that we've seen a few games where Jalen Johnson hasn't been in the lineup. And, you know, in my opinion, he should be an all-star this season. He's been very pivotal for our Hawks, both offensively and defensively. And it also seems like this is a tough stretch for the Hawks. Now I don't want to say they're the hunted, but teams are aware of them. They're not really creeping up on teams anymore. Folks are seeing the adjustments and the changes in Trae Young's game. They see that this young team isn't a team to play with, that they can get out there and pick up wins, that they play great defense. So I think teams now are focused, and it's not one of those scenarios, you know, when you play a championship team and you know that every team's going to give you their best shot. But I do think we're starting to get that from our Hawks. Teams know they can't be lazy. They can't slip up. They do need to play an A-plus game against this team. So they'll just have to adjust.
And that adjustment obviously has to do with a whole lot more defense than we have seen while they were at the homestand here. It just seems like everything needs to just kind of tweak a little bit while they're on this road trip. Gauging these opponents that they're obviously going to hopefully meet down the line. But I just, you know, I can't put my finger on it as to what is lacking. I mean, getting right out of the chute, they left town here and went up to Toronto and took care of the business. Then they get out to Denver, and it was as if one part of their game was suffering, but I can't put my finger on what part of that it definitely is.
You know, I don't want to put – it's a team sport, so I certainly don't want to put the blame on any one player or any two players. As I mentioned, Jalen Johnson being out of the lineup for a few of those games definitely has been pivotal. But also, we've seen a surprising slump over the last few games in DeAndre Hunter. He had a pretty bad game against the Lakers, and that was really surprising.
Yeah.
And last night against the Clippers, he didn't have his best game either. He's been one of those guys – off the bench, he's been averaging between 18 and 22 points over the last month, and that's been key for the Hawks as well. And not having the best of DeAndre over these last few games, I think, has also been a big reason why our Hawks are slumping at the moment.
Yeah, Dyson Daniels, remember, he was dealing with something, an illness before the team left, and so he's been trying to play his way back into form with the team as well, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline is one with Terrell Thomas, and he is social. Always find him at Eldorado 2452 at Eldorado 2452. And you know, you watch, and I always watch the first name I look for when I watch a box score with them is Zach Richardson say? To see how he's doing, the number of minutes he's playing, what his contribution. It varies from night to night, but it's part of his learning process, right?
Yeah, very much so. And, I mean, you hit it right on the head. It does vary from night to night. We've seen nights where he scored 30 points, and we've seen nights where he scored 3 points. And I think it's just him adjusting to the NBA game, him learning, you know, what he can do out there against different opponents. So he's a guy that I believe in a few years he will also will be talking about someone who could possibly be an all-star because he has so many tricks in his bag. He's a young, lengthy player as well. But I think it is just a learning curve. It's his rookie season. He's still adjusting to the NBA game, and he's spoken on that several times, just the speed of the game, the physicality of the game. So I think he'll get it down pat as it comes, but he has been very inconsistent right now, which is expected from a rookie.
Who's that that's going to come back, man, that's going to make an immediate difference in how this team plays? Nicked up right now, still nursing an injury. Who is that body that this team is waiting to get back to help them get back to the level they were before they went on this trip and sustain that up, well, through the playoffs, to the playoffs?
You know, one of the guys that I think has been surprising because he's a new member to our roster, but it shows just over the last few games as well how his injury has kind of been pretty key has been Larry Nance Jr., great guy in the locker room, a veteran player as well. But when he's been able to come out there as the backup center, backup power forward for the Hawks, he's been a key contributor. And again, his voice on the bench also has been key because he's a veteran. He can help Trae Young. Hey, the defense is throwing this at you. He can do the same for DeAndre Hunter. So I think Larry Nance, and he may be out 2 to 3 weeks. He recently had surgery. But I think when he gets back out there, it will help the Hawks tremendously.
Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We were having some fun earlier in the show talking about the upheaval going on down in South Florida. But yet they still are looking down at the Hawks. I don't know what's going to happen with this Miami team, but where do you see Jimmy Butler ended up?
You know, that's an interesting question right there because it's surprising, of course, the Heat recently suspended Jimmy for 7 games because of just the conduct that they viewed as detrimental to the team with him.
Well, they had to do that.
Vocal.
Yeah, they had to because they couldn't release him.
To be here.
Yeah, anyway, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up on a contender. If we see him on the Warriors, their team has been pretty open about possibly making a trade or making some type of move before the trade deadline. I know we mentioned before he wants to go back to Texas to his home state and possibly play for the Dallas Mavericks or the Houston Rockets. There's been some chatter about him possibly going back to play with his friend Joel Embiid in Philadelphia. So I do think he'll end up with a contender. Miami has stated that they'll listen to all offers and take on the best offer. But I think it'll be one of those teams that we just mentioned.
Whoever he goes, Sam, I'll tell both of you, that team is not going to look the same because Pat Riley's a gangster. And you embarrass Pat Riley in public because Pat came out and said, no, we're not trading him. Then he had to suspend him because he couldn't just let him go because of the contract ramifications.
Right.
So now he made Pat Riley look a certain way. That don't happen. So whatever team they end up dealing with that gets close, he's going to ask for the moon and the stars and all kinds of draft picks after that. So I don't know that going to a contender just to make Jimmy happy is going to be worth it for that contender given what they're going to have to give up. And that's just my outlook on it.
I can agree with you there. No, I think you hit that right on the head. He's a seasoned player at this point, and although you know he's still very smart, I think he still has a few years left in his game and things. But, yes, I don't know if the trade value will be worth what you just mentioned. The godfather, Pat Riley, is going to be asking for after being embarrassed.
Yeah.
After being embarrassed.
He embarrassed them. That's what he did. I don't care how bad LeBron tried to embarrass Pat Riley. And we saw what happened.
Yeah.
Made it so uncomfortable, he just went back home. He sent him home. But Pat Riley is not going to take a backseat to nobody. And when you do him like – and again, Jimmy Butler, you say what you will. Is he equal to LeBron when LeBron was there in Miami? No, LeBron had a couple chips. He got some more rings for Pat Riley.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler ain't done that. And then you went and did what you did publicly the way you have, along with wearing the colors of the teams you're thinking about playing for in your hairstyle.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Oh, man.
I get some green one night. Yeah, I go to Milwaukee. Some orange one night. Yeah, I play in Phoenix. So I just see this being, you know, it's going to be one of those where he sends Michael to the restaurant to meet with the police chief.
Not that. These conference leaders, are they going to hold up? We're seeing Cleveland at the top in the East and And Oklahoma City, you know, in the West, are they going to hold up? Or are we going to see now now that we really focus on the NBA, see somebody kind of reel them in?
I do think the Young Thunder team will hold up. I think we're beginning to see some teams kind of tracking them down. The Denver Nuggets have been on a great streak as of recently. When it comes to the Eastern Conference, I don't know if Cleveland's going to be able to hold up because folks are, you know, they're starting to play their best game. They're starting to play the best of their season so far. When we see the Celtics are starting to turn it up, those 76ers are starting to turn it up. There are a few teams in the Eastern Conference that I do think can catch Cleveland, although Cleveland does keep winning, so I'll give them credit there. I'm just not as confident in Cleveland going down the stretch to pick up a one seed or even a two seed as I am with OKC. I think OKC will, when it's all said and done, have that number one seed in the Western Conference, not meaning that they'll represent the Western Conference in the finals, but I do think they'll be the one seed.
Go ahead.
No, I was actually looking at something else, but we're up against it not too long. And before we get on out of here, I wanted to ask him about family, but if you had another pertinent Hawks question, let's get that out of the way here first before. Because I really wanted – you sent a picture to us having to do with Melo. What's up with him and his team, and how are they doing? And let's give him a little shout-out.
Yeah, thank you. Well, this is our third season now playing at Carmelo School, Imhotep Academy. This is their advanced. Last year we were the 6U team, and we were able to win a championship. We play in the East Point HBCU League. It's at Jefferson Gym. It's typically a lot of HBCU teams there. You have the Jackson States, you have Savannah State, you have Jackson State, Morehouse. It's almost like alumni from those schools. Their kids now play on the basketball team. The school that Carmelo and Selah used to go to, it's not an HBCU, of course, not a university, but it is a Afrocentric themed school. So we play in the HBCU League, and this is their first year playing at 8U. So it's an adjustment. Yesterday's game was not a victory. It didn't go how we wanted it to go, but I think it was a great learning experience for the young men. And it'll be an adjustment for me as I'm their head coach, and so I'm Coach Daddy there. And we're going to get some things done. The young guys got to step up. We got to step up as coaches and get it done. But it's always a fun environment, great learning experience. And young guys, they were extremely happy yesterday. Carmelo's wearing number 11 this year. He wanted to rep Trae Young.
Okay.
That was dope to see as well.
So Jefferson, that's the gym right by Tri-Cities, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
I know that gym well. I've run some games in that gym in the past.
Thank you, as always, buddy, for getting up and joining us. And again, sorry about the hiccup, the holidays, but we're going to get you down here physically into the studios. But Terrell Thomas, again, say hello to the family from their crazy uncles. And have yourself a good rest of your weekend, man. All right.
You too as well. Have a great week.
There you go. Terrell Thomas joining us here.